At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Friday afternoon. Man, this has been a fast-moving show today, and it is going to be an action-packed weekend of sports. Great college football matchups. Great NFL matchups. You've got NASCAR looking to crown their champ. Lots of things going on in the sports world. And then next week, that'll be the Masters. Yeah, that's weird to say in mid-November, but that's the case. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you. You know, Fridays at 1 o'clock, we're starting to whet your appetite for Pick 6, which is just around the corner. Nobody better to do it than Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. He's going to give you some winners to also put you in a good mood. We've had great weather this week. And how about finishing off with some good picks? Put a little extra money in your pocket. Lee, how you doing?
Great. Couldn't be better.
All right. Well, let's get after it.
Actually, I could have. So I don't know if you guys noticed this, but there was a situation with the election and how that relates to sports. You guys following the odds at all?
Following the odds?
I have
on...
a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, the election.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So here's what was going on. The morning of the election on Tuesday morning, if you wanted to bet Joe Biden, you would have had to have wagered, for every $100, wagered 160 or 180 to win 100. He was the favorite.
Yep.
But things had changed around by 3 or 4 in the morning. Donald Trump was an over 600 favorite. So that means if you wanted to bet him, you would have had to have wagered 600 just to win 100. You could have bet Joe Biden, who it looks like will probably win now, if I'm guessing, and I'm looking at the stats and the data, but you could have wagered $100 and won $575 at about 3 or 4 in the morning on Tuesday morning. I mean, late Tuesday night,
yeah,
or early Wednesday morning. So
that's
how, just an incredible turn, and usually Vegas and offshore gets it right, but they probably, you know, went a little bit too strong one way based on some news they heard and data, and they don't usually get it wrong, but they might have gotten it wrong. I didn't take advantage of it. I was sleeping, but if you hear about someone buying an island in the Bahamas, that's probably the person that bet on Joe Biden at about 3 in the morning.
Wow. Opportunistic.
Now, I wasn't sure what you're asking, but, yeah, I did actually follow that. And you're right. It was a crazy roller coaster ride going back and forth on the favorite. And then, like you said, it was started off small, and then it was like a heavy favorite. And I even saw, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I could have sworn I saw where you said then it switched to Trump being a heavy favorite. Then I saw early or sometime that morning in the AM hours, it had already switched back to Biden being a heavy favorite.
Yeah. So,
crazy.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it. So,
yeah.
Actually, a friend of mine was texting me while it was all going on. He was up. Here's the guy that bets like 30 or 40 games every Saturday. I mean, he'll bet $50 literally on 30 or 40 games just to have the action.
Wow.
So, he asked me one time, why don't I bet that many games? I'm like, it would take too long to grade all those games. So it's just one of the craziest things I've ever seen happen.
Okay, let's start with the team in our backyard. They won't be in our backyard this weekend. They'll be down in Starkville. Vanderbilt taking on Mississippi State. These are the two worst, basically everything in the SEC, these two. And Mississippi State is just under a 3-touchdown favorite? What?
I don't get it. I think these teams are bad, but I think Vanderbilt can hang with him. I think he's the bad. He's just not a good match for Mississippi State. I think they're going to find out. Don't be surprised by middle or end of next year they let him go or work out a settlement where he moves on. I think they're going to win the game 16-10, but I'm taking all the points in Vandy.
16-10. Yikes.
Yikes.
Yep.
That's about right, though. That's about the scoring output of both teams.
I think the election, the results were moving along faster than that game.
All right, there's a big tilt down in Jacksonville. Usually it's around some cocktails. Yeah. Georgia and Florida. This is an intriguing game. I've kind of been watching it all weekly. It's kind of pogoing back from 3 to 3.5 as Georgia being the favorite.
So 3 weeks ago, I thought Georgia was the best team in the country. But since Alabama laid it on them and goose-egged them, second half, not the same. They're without three starters on defense, including Richard LeCount, who I think is the best defender in the SEC, possibly. I think Florida, they're going to exact that revenge. I like the Gators. Wrong team's favorite, 27-23.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, as we continue along in the SEC, a lot riding on Tennessee's game against Arkansas, who Arkansas, you would think, from a distance, a little looser, kind of playing with house money. They've already made big strides. Tennessee, a 2.5-point favorite on the road.
Yeah, this is a tough game. I mean, I think Tennessee's a little more talented. I just think that maybe Arkansas coaching, I think we might look back 5 years from now and say, wow, that was one of the best decisions, get rid of Chad Morris and upgrade to Sam Pittman. I mean, they're not going to beat themselves. I mean, Felipe Franks used to, I mean, he's throw interceptions by the bushel, but playing it smart, they are running the football. In fact, from the second game of the year, it's increased every week. They've gone from rushing for 63 yards in a game to 222 last week against A&M. Tennessee's going to have to get better quarterback play if they want to move up and start beating even the average and the better teams. I like Arkansas here, 28-24.
On to the NFL.
Another vote for Arkansas
A lot of ears were perked up on that around here for sure.
Oh, yes.
Important one, especially for the Titans in the AFC South race. You got the Colts hosting Baltimore, and in a couple weeks the Titans will have their turn against the Ravens, and sandwiched around that, two meetings between the Colts and the Titans. So really intrigued about what you see in this one.
Well, Lamar Jackson failed. I mean, he hasn't been able on the big stage in the biggest games against, like, the Steelers in Kansas City this year and last year in the playoffs to produce. And, you know, he's moved his team up and down the field. They've scored okay in those games, but not great. But you can't throw pick sixes. And I think their defense is going to put pressure on Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers is the guy in the clutch that has done nothing. And so Baltimore seems to beat everyone else except for the top team or two in their conference every year. So why not again? I like Baltimore here, 34-27.
Lee Sterling is with us. ParamountSports.com is the website. 800-400-9741 is the number. And, Lee, it is not November. It is November.
Yeah. We rate our games from 10 to 50 units. And right now we won 8 of 9 weeks this year. I don't know anyone that's been able to do that. And on these 40 to 50 unit plays, which are my top plays. I had maybe one a month on average of these. We went to that rating system about 13 years ago. We've never had 240 to 50 units in one weekend. Actually, I found two games on Saturday, a 40 and a 50 unit. We have a 40 and a 50 unit in one day on Saturday. So if they want to hop on board, biggest weekend ever, also a 50 unit selection in UFC, and we're 13-2 on those since they came back in May. So everything's all available. You can purchase these games on a daily, weekend, monthly, or through the Super Bowl basis, ParamountSports.com.
It is that easy. Check it out. It's all there for you. All right, this game that we're paying attention to here in Nashville, Da Bears coming to town, getting 5. I've seen that move a lot.
It's about 6.5.
Yeah, 6.5 now. The Titans taking on the Bears. What do you think?
So Nick Foles has been pretty bad. I mean, there's some times I'm watching the game, I'm thinking maybe Mitch Trubisky is the better quarterback because he can run, has that dimension. But, you know, they've been outscored, the Bears. They've been outgained in total yards, outperformed on a yards-per-play basis. Winning ugly like the Bears have been doing can really only take you so far because they've got such strong negative fundamentals and those things usually catch up with you. Now, the Titans averaging, giving up 27 points per game in the last six games, we're watching the same thing. I mean, they have a milquetoast pass rush. The secondary is vulnerable. They have to make some plays, but I think they face an offense that's not going to be able to take advantage of it, and I think Derrick Henry is going to have some success running north and south against Chicago, and Ryan Tannehill and play action will do just fine. I like Tennessee 28-17.
All right, and then your game of the week, which you have to call for, Clemson and Notre Dame.
Not any bigger than that. They want to get Clemson and Notre Dame. Just call right now, 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 800-400-9741. If they want to get going, just go to Paramount Sports. Should be the greatest weekend we've ever had at our service, 28 years. So don't wait. Don't hesitate. Let's get going. ParamountSports.com. Giddy up.
Lee, I am logging on right now. Giddy up is the way to put it. Let's go. Let's go to work. Let's go to work.
All right, hey, guys.
We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Lee.
All right.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Darren, tell us about Cool Springs MD before we get to pick six.
All right, I will do that. I'm going to talk about my friends over at Cool Springs MD. I just recently went there. I'll be going there again in a couple of weeks. I've been going there for years, and they've been helping a lot of you in this market for years. They've been around since 2007. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge is one who heads up Cool Springs MD. He's the board-certified physician over there. Daphne is his wife, the registered nurse, and their experienced staff would love to help improve your quality of life. That's what they've done for me, and they can do for you. And who doesn't want that, especially the older we get, right? Things just start happening. And sometimes, you know, you feel different and you look different, but they can help you in so many. They house so many things under one roof. That's what I love about them. And if you'd like to improve your immune system or your energy levels, go talk to them about hormone replacement therapy, because sometimes naturally as we get older, those numbers go down, which does affect your mood, how you feel. You know, if you're sluggish, you're always tired, you don't feel like your normal self, you're trying to get a workout in, but you just don't feel like doing it. Well, go talk to them about that. They can help you certainly get going in the right direction. Face and body rejuvenation is something that they would love to talk to you about. Weight loss management, how more important does it get? It's always important, but especially in 2020, we get it. You've been out of your routine, out of your normal schedule, and maybe you just haven't been able to get back on track, and unfortunately, you've put on some unwanted pounds. Well, they've got programs and people that can get you going in the right direction ASAP. If you need to schedule an appointment or a consultation with these folks, dial this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Or you can always learn everything about them by going to their website, coolspringsmd.com.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.